I'm David Benedetto. Today I'll be speaking with William C. Snowden, a federal trial attorney and founder of the Juror Project, a New Orleans-based nonprofit that aims to increase the diversity of jury panels while changing and challenging people's perspective of jury duty, as well as engaging in the community through meeting and discussions. How's it going today, William?
Things are going very well.
To kind of get us started, what kind of led you to begin this project, the Juror Project itself?
Certainly. In 2015, I did about 5 jury trials. I'm a public defender here in New Orleans at the Orleans Public Defender's Office. Doing those trials was very frustrating in the sense that I saw juries being seated in court that were not reflective of New Orleans. Not only did they lack diversity of race, but they also lacked diversity of ideology. And when I came to Louisiana in 2013, I chose to be a public defender here because it's the prison capital of the world. Simply put, they're locking up too many black people. And I wanted to be part of an office that was kind of helping to change that reality. And through what I was exposed to as a public defender, going to trial and seeing what the juries were actually looking like and how that impacted the outcomes of cases, I decided I need to be doing more to help ensure the clients and people I was representing actually were going to get a fair trial.
Now, with the legislative docket happening and with the law on the books in Louisiana about the split juries, I was wondering if you could explain that a little bit to our listeners, what that law is and what kind of the process is going on right now.
Certainly. In 1898, there was a constitutional convention, and there were about 138 white delegates that were convening to establish at this constitutional convention new laws for the state. And one of the new laws was non-unanimous jury verdicts. And what that means is if you were to go to trial and 9 people voted guilty and 3 people voted not guilty, essentially that person would still be able to go to prison. Mm. The impetus and the kind of promotion of that 9-3 split was specifically in response to African Americans getting the right to vote, which then correlated to them to be able to serve on a jury. In Louisiana, we summon jurors primarily from voter registration and now DMV records. They didn't have the DMV in 1898, I don't think. And so the impetus and the motive of non-unanimous jury verdicts was to nullify the black vote when it got on the jury. And also there's an element of making it easier to convict black folks that were coming into contact with the criminal justice system. We look at some of the recommendations from the American Bar Association. They specifically demonstrate that unanimity ensures more accurate verdicts, more fair trials. And when we look at the state of Louisiana, how it has impacted some people that have come through the criminal justice system, we know that to date, there are actually 11 people who have been exonerated that were originally convicted via non-unanimous jury verdicts. Mm-hmm. So when we think about how do we, create a system that doesn't allow an innocent person to be sent to prison for something they simply did not do, we talk about requiring unanimity, requiring prosecutors to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt.
For the Juror Project, you are doing community workshops. Tell me a little bit about those and some of the responses you've gotten from participants.
With the Juror Project, we have been diving into the community to really educate people about how they can get involved in the criminal justice system to make sure that it is operating in a fair way for fellow New Orleanians. Yeah. And we have been going to churches, high schools, neighborhood associations, rotary clubs, law schools, universities. We're giving these presentations. We're talking about how jury selection actually works. We talk about how people can be removed from particular panels. We talk about how some people might not be good jurors for particular types of cases. We also dive into reasons why people need to be aware of their own implicit biases and how that can impact their perception of evidence or perception of clients or people that are involved in the criminal justice system, and how that correlates possibly on how they're voting innocent or how they're voting guilty or whatever it might be, to really have informed jurors in that deliberation room.
That was William C. Snowden, attorney and founder of the Juror Project. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
In New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.